Alright, so the new reality pattern. This pattern is one of the ones which is not quite as bad as some of the other techniques, and you may be able to find some use for it in a positive way. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you an example of how you can use this technique in a positive way. Okay, but as with any of these techniques, use it with caution. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is elicit something from your subject which they are uncertain about. So to do that, you can say, okay, I realize this is a bit of a personal question, but is there a belief, either about yourself or about things in general, that you would like to believe more? Or maybe you're a bit uncertain about something. And then let's say your subject says something like, well, I guess I'm a little bit uncertain about how well I'm doing in college. I feel like I would like to believe that I'm doing well and I can be successful. Okay, now what you've just done is you've elicited that they're uncertain about their college education. And maybe they would like to feel more certain about it. Or maybe even they'd like to be doing something else completely. So let's say when you elicited that response, you were face to face with your subject. And as you asked your subject was answering your questions. And they went inside their mind. And they accessed that part of their brain where they're uncertain about something. And as they accessed that part of their brain, you paid attention to their eyes. Because that's what you need to do for this, guys. You need to pay attention to their eyes and see how their eyes move. So let's say you saw their eyes went up and to the left. So now what we're going to do is play with the images that your subject makes in their head. So first of all, what you need to do is hold up your right hand with your palm facing your subject as if you have that image of uncertainty in your hand that they've made in their head. So to you, from your perspective, your right hand is held up with your palm facing them. Because if you remember, their eyes went up and to the left. So you're holding that image of uncertainty in your hand right now. And then, when you do that, you can say, okay, now that image is sort of not quite certain somehow, is that right? So now what you've done is you've elicited that feeling of uncertainty. And then you're getting your target to reaffirm that it's correct. And then what we can do is anchor that feeling by using your left hand, so that's your other hand, to reach across and touch their shoulder as you say, when you look at it, you don't feel confident about it, you don't feel sure about it. It's kind of difficult to grasp, doesn't feel solid, doesn't feel certain. Okay, so now you've anchored that feeling to your touch. Alright, so far we've elicited something which our subject feels uncertain about. And now we're going to elicit something which they feel is absolutely true. And again, we need to pay attention to where their eyes go. So ask them this question and keep a lookout for their eye movement. So you can say, okay, so tell me, where do you live? And then your subject will say something like, oh, I live here in LA. And then as I said, as we were asking that question, you need to pay attention to where their eyes go. So let's say you noticed their eyes went up and to the right. So then you reach over with your right hand and you create an anchor on her right shoulder and hold up your left hand with the palm facing your subject just like we did before, as if you're holding that image in your hand, except this time it's the other hand. And then you can say, all right, and now when you think of that, you know you live in LA, that's solid. So you know that's a solid picture, and you feel that that's definite, you definitely live in LA. And then when you say that, your subject, of course, is going to agree with you. So then after they agree with you, you can hold up your right hand again. So we switch back to the other hand, the hand where you've anchored that image of them feeling uncertain. So you hold out your right hand with your palm facing them just like before when we elicited something that they were uncertain about. And you can say, and this one in the right hand is a little bit different. Now look, if you take this other image, the one where you feel unsure about how well you're doing in college, and then as you say that, you're still holding up your right hand and you're showing them this image of uncertainty. But then as you do that, you reach over with your left hand. You set off that uncertainty anchor by touching the subject's left shoulder. And as you do that, you can say, so yeah, this image feels a little bit kind of uncertain and difficult to grasp. Now, once you've done that, you reach over with your left hand to where your right hand is, and you move that image over using your left hand as you lower your right hand. So now the uncertain image gets moved into the part of the brain where she's certain. So you can say this as you do this. If you move that over there and take that same image of you being able to succeed and lock that into place, which is just there, isn't it? Now, when you look at that, does that feel more certain? And then most likely your subject will agree with you. So they say, yeah, it does. And then you can say, so as you look at it now, that image of you being able to succeed and write your paper and succeed with your college work, how does that feel when you look at it? Now, most likely your subject will say, yeah, it feels clearer, it feels sharp, it feels achievable. Then you can just reaffirm that and say, yeah. So now be honest with me. Does that make you feel like you can do it? Do you feel like you can achieve it now? And of course, your subject will agree and say, yeah, it does. And then you can make them feel good about what's just happened. You can say, see, what's interesting is that small change, which took 10 seconds, can make all sorts of changes. So you can just plant that little seed, and you can make all sorts of changes in your life. And I don't know what they're going to be, but I'm sure you're going to find out what they are. Okay, so that's how you can use this technique, the reality changer, to help someone out. But what if you didn't want to do that? Because when you think about it, when you do this technique, you know where someone stores the images in their mind for something which they are uncertain about and something which they are completely certain about. So what can you do with that? Well, you can move their images around so that it greatly benefits you. For example, let's say you're waiting for a job interview and someone is also there waiting and you want to convince the other guy not to take the job. All you need to do is make them feel uncertain about the job. As another example, let's say there's a girl or a guy you really like, but they're uncertain whether they want to go on a date with you or not. So what you need to do, just move their images into a certain location. Or let's say there's someone in your office who's really cocky and sure of themselves. They're always putting you down. What you need to do is move their images so that they're no longer so confident and sure of themselves when they're in the office. Okay, so that's the new reality pattern. Now, one thing I will say is just use it wisely and use it responsibly if you do choose to use it.